Welcome back, everyone, to Campfire Tales. Tonight's story, we're heading to the farthest point in the Northeast, where we have a terrifying park ranger encounter in the state of Maine. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss tonight's story. If you like true and creepypasta scary stories, make sure to subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up. Now, let's get spooky. Sergeant Scott was a park ranger up at the Acadia National Park in the state of Maine. Founded in February 1919, the Acadia National Park sits on the coastline of the Atlantic Ocean, along with Mount Desert Island. The park sits on over 47,000 acres of woodlands, rocky beaches to the glacier-scored granite peaks, such as the Cadillac Mountain, which is the highest point on the eastern coast of America. This beautiful park homes wildlife such as moose, whales, bears, seabirds, among so many more which live inland into the forest itself. Scott had finished patrol one evening, and he was heading back to his cabin, which was located at the park itself, as the rangers would spend several days on duty per week. Working long hours was something of the norm and didn't affect Scott. Even though it was already dark outside that late evening, he still was fully awake and coherent along his drive. While he was on the road driving back to his cabin, he noticed how calm and quiet everything seemed to be outside, as his windows were down and he was just cruising along. Usually, there are campers laughing, singing, fire pits flaring, something. It was like all of a sudden the park had just suddenly closed down. But that isn't even possible. He had just been on duty all day, and it's just at this 8 o'clock hour that all of a sudden everything seemed completely different. Nothing to even raise a red flag about at the time, and it wasn't thought about very long inside his vehicle. Even with it being dark outside and the lack of lights in the park itself, the forest is stunning. From the bushes up to the trees, to the star-filled sky with the moon shining down through the trees casting awkward shadows, which would definitely play a trick on the mind for anyone who was just visiting or passing through. On the road, Scott had heard an extremely loud scream echoing from somewhere nearby off the road where he currently was on. He slowed his vehicle down and parked it on the side of the road in the dirt. He just sat there for a moment and waited. There was no way that Scott had imagined a scream like that. It was so loud that it almost sounded fake for it to be heard inside of his vehicle while driving at that high of volume. It sounded like a woman's scream. Soon after he parked and waited, he was about to put the car back in drive and just brush off the whole thing, as maybe it was just some campers having a little extra fun, or even some late-night hikers playing pranks on each other, which is not advised to be hiking in the evening hours, but people tend to do it anyways. There are some beautiful hiking trails at the national park, and quite a few people don't like to listen to the rules and go out hiking alone, or even in pairs or even groups at night, which is still not advised. When he was about to get back onto the road and drive off, is when he heard that same loud, high-pitched scream again. Scott knew for a fact it was a woman screaming now, hearing it from outside on the road. He had radioed it in to his colleagues, just letting them know his whereabouts and that he was going to investigate further on site and will radio in if he needs any assistance. He left his vehicle and waited in front of the car for either the noise or to see some kind of movement to know exactly what direction that he needed to go. He shouted out his name and title and waited for a response. Silence. For several seconds, he didn't hear anything, No reply. Nothing. Then, the scream echoed again, and this time there were words with its pitch.
Help me!
Echoed through the trees, and now Scott knew what direction he needed to go towards in hopes of finding this lost or potentially hurt person. He broke through the tree line into the dense forested area. He continued shouting his name in hopes to get a response, but only the same echoes as before. As he continued onwards deeper into the woods is when another sound started to echo through the forest. It was the sound of snapping twigs, big ones at that. The snapping was loud, and whatever was stepping on those twigs or fallen branches was large. Much larger than even he was, possibly. It was difficult for him to figure out which direction the snapping sounds were even coming from, as it seemed to echo from all around him. With nothing but a flashlight in hand to help guide his way, he walked slowly in the direction he was already heading. Then he says that the woman had spoke to him directly.
Help me, sir. I'm lost. Please, come quick.
He was about to shout back to her, asking if she knew where she was, or if she could identify anything of her surroundings that might help him find her faster. But then he noticed that her tone was different than before. It was a tad deeper and seemed almost robotic. He continued walking slowly in the direction of the voice, no longer responding to the calls, as something deep down inside of him was telling him that something was odd about this whole situation now. Moments later, he saw movement up ahead far off past his flashlight beam. He swore that he could see what looked to be some kind of deer. But judging off the distance and the ground level of the area, it seemed to him that this deer was in fact either over 6 feet tall or it was standing on its back hind legs, which is totally impossible. He stops and stands still, examining the area up ahead. He cannot see the full silhouette of this deer, but he does see a deer-like skull for a head with large pointy antlers sticking out from it. But the horrifying part about what he was now witnessing is that this thing that is behind some tall brush and trees was indeed standing upright. It was not leaning against anything else nearby. Its frame was scrawny, very skinny, almost sickly looking. Like whatever it was, hadn't eaten in days. Now he had to make a decision. Shout to it and proceed in its direction. Try screaming and maybe, just maybe, he could scare off whatever this creature was that he had now determined that what he was now looking at was no deer. In fact, he had no clue what this forest creature even was. In the end, he decided to backpedal his footsteps slowly, putting more distance between the two and not to show any type of threatening movements towards whatever this thing was that was in front of him. Slowly, he continued walking backwards, never taking his eyes off of the direction of where that creature was, as now it was no longer visible with his flashlight, but undoubtedly still there lurking or watching him from afar. Some time had passed, which felt like hours for Scott, but in all reality was more like a matter of minutes. To his luck, the thing that was out there in the woods didn't pursue him as he redirected his path towards the road. He reached his vehicle and decided to head back to the cabin and radio in once he was out of the area completely. Once Scott arrived back at the cabin, he radioed in to what he had heard, but left out the fact that he saw a giant deer speaking to him from the conversation. He knew that they would probably just call him crazy anyways. But in all honesty, some things are just better left unsaid. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the story tonight. If you did, make sure to subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up. And like always, spread me like butter. Yeah. Have a good night and stay spooky.